Chapter 10. New Distribution Channels. With increasing threats to the distribution link between NIB-associated agencies and federal customers, NIB decided to gain control of portions of the supply chain. One way was to move forward with a single award schedule for Ability One products, where NIB would be the award holder, utilizing electronic commerce through the Defense Logistics Agency's email, participating in the General Services Administration's multiple award schedule for hardware, and partnering with Federal Prison Industries' website for Ability One janitorial products. Two of the most effective ways have proven to be base supply centers and e-commerce ordering. The timing could not have been better. In July 1999, GSA announced it would be closing its stock program. The next year, GSA decided to close all four forward supply points in Springfield, Virginia, Chicago, Illinois, Denver, Colorado, and Auburn, Washington, along with two federal supply service warehouses located in Palmetto, Georgia, and Fort Worth, Texas, by April 2001. The distribution centers at Burlington, New Jersey, and Stockton, California, absorbed the distribution functions. NIB met with eight associated agencies that generated the most sales to GSA and developed a detailed customer account strategy to call on the 670 customers who made up approximately $70 million of Skillcraft product sales with GSA. Making ordering easy. By that time, NIB was well-positioned with its newest distribution channel for Skillcraft and other JWOD products, which went online on October 1, 1999. JWOD.com, now AbilityOne.com, NIB's new electronic commerce site, provided federal customers with the convenience of desktop ordering access, one-stop shopping, and enhanced service delivery, featuring next-day delivery on many products. With more than 2,100 JWOD products on the website, combined with communications to government and military customers, sales of these items jumped from $985 a day when the site was launched to $4,090 a day 4 months later, and after a few years, sales averaged $1 million a month. More importantly, it expanded the number of ways through which federal customers could order Skillcraft products and brought online commerce to the Ability One program. The new website also created new career options. Shortly after the launch of its e-commerce website, NIB partnered with ABVI Goodwill in Rochester, New York, which was already starting up a call center operated by people who are blind. NIB awarded a call center contract, which supported the entire JWOD program, to ABVI, where employers provided product information, captured customer feedback, conducted outbound service calls, provided follow-up customer service for Skillcraft products, and fulfilled product literature and sample requests for several years. These services were then contracted to RLCB in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they are still provided. When e-commerce operations were consolidated and brought in-house at NIB in 2006, a separate customer care department was established at NIB to provide e-commerce services that include order management, order entry assistance, website information, quotes, and front-end service to the federal buyers. Today, NIB's customer care team consists of 5 employees, all of whom are legally blind. As a regular part of their business operations, the team manages a constant stream of orders that are processed and sent to consolidation points to be shipped overseas. Particular care is given to each order to ensure that American troops receive needed supplies. In addition to supporting troop deployments, NIB partners with the General Services Administration and other federal agencies to support state and local disaster preparation and recovery efforts. NIB's customer care team is continually looking for ways to enhance the customer experience with AbilityOne.com, and the results have been remarkable. Sales through the distribution channel totaled $41 million in fiscal year 2012. Operating base supply centers. While dealing with changes in GSA's distribution system, NIB also took steps to participate in one of the military's main supply channels. The Department of Defense was closing base supply centers to cut costs. By 1996, the military already closed 30 of approximately 225 centers due to the need to reduce the military budget. That same year, LC Industries opened the first base supply center operated by an NIB-associated agency at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. It was an important step because it paved the way for other NIB-associated agencies to open similar operations. Within a year, NIB prioritized 40 locations for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines due to requests by base commanders that NIB-associated agencies operate these centers on their bases. LC Industries shared its experiences and expertise with other associated agencies, and more sprang up around the country. It turned out to be a win-win for all involved. Also known as self-service supply stores and serve marts, base supply centers, BSCs, provide walk-in shopping, phone-in and fax orders, online shopping and delivery. The one-stop shopping experience offered by BSCs operated by NIB-associated agencies enabled military commanders to keep personnel on the base to handle supply needs. Each center provided two or three retail-type jobs for people who are blind, but most importantly, it created another distribution channel for Skillcraft products to keep people working in NIB-associated agencies. Today, NIB-associated agencies operate more than 145 base supply centers on Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine bases in the United States. In recent years, NIB-associated agencies have opened centers within federal office complexes at the Departments of Commerce, Energy, Census, Treasury, Agriculture and Transportation, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. There are also stores at Coast Guard installations, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. These centers move more than $76 million worth of Ability One products through this important distribution channel.